The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pritchard here. I thought I'd give you a bell and make sure you're still all right for this morning for the auction. Just setting off. Oh, great. Now, you know which property it is. Push the price up as high as it'll go. Probably not much more than 22, okay? Bye then, Reg. Right. Okay, Frank, you can send Mr. Colcliffe in now. Ah, come in, Mark. Do I see you well?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks.
You're looking well, thriving, in fact. The property business obviously suits you.
You've asked me to come round about this house you found.
Have you kept the morning clear, like I asked?
Yeah, you said we could go and have a look at it.
I did, didn't I? But unfortunately, there's been a change of plan. They've brought the auction forward. I've only just found out.
Oh, what a shame.
Forward to this morning, so there's still a chance. If we go now, we'll be in time.
But Anna, look round it. I mean, you're meant to look round a house before you buy it. Have a survey done, all that.
Well, it's up to you, of course. But I've looked round it and I was quite happy. There's the details with a photo. It's on Bickerton Street.
Oh, I know Bickerton Street. It's not a bad area.
Belonged to an old lady who let it go a bit. It looks run down and dilapidated.
You can say that again.
But structurally, it's perfectly sound. It needs cleaning up and a coat of paint and you won't know it. In fact, between you and me, if you put a new kitchen in and a new bathroom, you could probably sell it again at twice the price. Mm.
What is the price?
I believe they're looking for something between 24 and 25 thou, which in itself would be cheap enough. But I reckon you could get it for, let's say 22?
22,000?
An absolute bargain.
It might be if you've got that sort of money.
Well, dear boy, you have got that sort of money, haven't you? Because I fixed it for you.
Yeah, but even so, it's a lot of money for something you haven't seen.
Opportunity only knocks once. You've got to make a decision, young Mark. Are you going to be up there with the men, or down among the sheep?
Are you going round the Potters tonight, Ray?
Aye. I said I'd get Wilf and tonight. He's got the buffs in. Are we busy?
Well, I might be a bit late back from work. I'm going down the supermarket with our Cheryl.
Tonight?
Well, I thought I'd go tonight, so I can be in tomorrow when you come back from your medical.
Why, that?
You're not worrying, are you? It's only a medical when all's said and done.
It's a medical that's going to decide my future, whether they take me back at the pit or not, whether I've got a job or I'm on the scrap heap.
I didn't know you were that bothered about working down the pit. You never used to think that much of it. There are other jobs.
Aye, but that's my job.
Anyway, if I'm not back before you go, there's some cold pork in the fridge and plenty of salad, so you'll be all right.
Oh, I shall manage. Don't you worry about me.
I must say, it's nice having Cheryl working at the same place as me. I see a lot more of her than I did. It's like old times.
How's Nev managing with little un?
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't get told everything about Nev.
Well, he's full of talk, he's Nev, about equal opportunities and that sort of thing, but...
Yeah, but I think looking after a toddler all day is testing his principles a bit much. Oh, you take it, love, will you? I shall have to get ready or she'll be late.
Yes.
If it's for me, say I'm out.
Hello, Colcliffe's. Aye, of course it's me. Who's that?
Elaine, what you doing ringing me here? Reenie's in the next room. She'll have me guts for garters if she finds out. I've told you there's no future in it. Forget it. Aye, I shall, but I shall be behind the bar working. I shan't have time for hotels, even if I wanted... There's no point. I tell you, forget it. Look, I don't want to be harsh, but just forget it. Goodbye.
Who were that, Ray?
Oh, nobody. I don't know who it were.
How do you mean?
It were a wrong number.
But I thought I heard you say forget it.
Oh, aye. Well, she wouldn't have been told, she, that, you know, that she got the wrong number, like. She kept insisting it were right.
It was funny. Anyway, as long as it weren't our Cheryl wanting changes arrangements.
Nay, it were definitely not our Cheryl. Definitely not.
Well... That's all right, then.
Uh-huh. And sign there as well. Will you, Mark?
Here?
That's right. Then I can go ahead and finalise it all without bothering you anymore.
When shall I get the keys?
Not till it is finalised.
Because I'd like to have a look round as soon as possible.
Well, of course you would. I'll see what I can do. You won't regret it. Absolute snip, that house at 22 Thou. You did very well to get it at that price.
I was surprised t'other chap gave up bidding when he did. Seemed real keen and then just stopped.
Reached the ceiling, I suppose. These professional bidders, they usually have a top price. They won't go beyond.
You reckon he were a professional bidder then?
Probably a builder.
Didn't look like a builder to me. Funny looking chap altogether.
I didn't notice.
Oh, aye, he had a big wart left side of his nose. You'd know if you saw him again.
Well, we're never likely to. Now, I think that's given me all I need, Mark, so I won't keep you any longer.
Aye, a great big wart it were, and his hair were all greasy. Didn't look like a man who had 22 grand to invest.
Probably you don't either. So, I'll be in touch when it's finalised.
OK. Well, seems a bit odd buying summat and then just going home. Oh, you will do your best about them keys, won't you?
Just leave it to me. Bye.
Yeah, because I would like to have a look round as soon as I can, see what needs doing.
You will, and I promise you, you'll be surprised.
Right, ta. And thanks for your help.
My pleasure. It's a happy day. Frank, has Mr. Calcliffe gone? Now, listen, that house he's just bought, you're not to let him have the keys under any circumstances, not until I say so. Have you got that? No keys under any circumstances.
I thoroughly enjoyed that gin and slimline, Ray. Very thoughtful of you.
Aye, well, I can afford it once in a while. Just done a drop in too often.
I've been out shopping this afternoon looking for some new curtains, but I didn't see how to like.
Still spending your winnings, then?
Not much of it left now. You wouldn't believe how it goes once you start living the high life.
Wouldn't I? Hey, and talking about Magaluf, what you been saying to Reenie?
Nout. I've said nout.
You told her I'd met Elaine.
Well, I might have mentioned it when we were looking at photos, that you bumped into her, but that were all. I didn't let on as you chatted her up. I never mentioned that Ralph and Estelle stuff. Ralph and Estelle, it still makes me laugh.
Well, that had better be all you said. Last thing I need is you stirring things up. Me and Reenie are just starting back together again, and I don't want Nout messing that up, so keep your trap shut.
What's it worth?
What's it worth? You try and blackmail me?
Another gin and slimline wouldn't have come amiss.
Listen here, Connie Cartledge. Nout happened between me and Elaine, and now it's going to happen. And you're not blackmailing me into a constant supply of gin for that.
Oh, well, if nout happened, you wouldn't have mind me telling Reenie then.
Oh, please, you send what you do if you're set on making trouble. But if it were just a blip on the screen. Now you see it, now you've done it. It's all over and done with. It's in past.
In past, eh? Well, you want to turn your head and see what cat's brought in.
Oh, heck, Elaine.
Aye, ever like Elaine. And all dolled up to nines. Don't try and tell me it's all in past, because I wasn't born yesterday.
Connie, fancy seeing you here. And Ray, me little dog.
Connie, stop. I'm busy. I'm needed down the other end of the bar.
Nice welcome, I must say.
You're looking very swish. Have you had your hair done again?
Oh, I just had the blonde put back. It was growing out. I have to stick with my new image.
Your Estelle image, you mean? I thought they were all over that Ralph and Estelle episode.
Oh, Ralph and Estelle, maybe. But, Connie, I've got a feeling the Ray and Elaine episode's only just beginning.
Hey, Wilf, them buffs upstairs, any of you doing them their own bar? Want me go and serre it up?
I have done them their own bar in past, but I need more staff for that. Yeah, they're quite content, keep coming down for what they want. I cleared it with them last week, and I need you down here.
Aye, but I could do with being somewhere else.
What's up, mate? You broke out in your sweat.
Yeah, down the other end of the bar. She's after me.
That busty blonde with cleavage? And you're running away? Man, you don't know your luck. Where have you picked her up then?
In Magaluf, if you must know.
Aye. No wonder your holiday did you good.
Don't you recognise her? It's Elaine Steele, that there Dawn's mother.
What?
Well, didn't she come here for that cleaning job as my nosy mother-in-law ended up getting?
Well, if that's who it is, are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. She's dyed her hair, that's all, and got a bit of a tan.
Ah, got quite a lot of a tan from here, mate. And I turned her down for that cleaning job. Here, I could have had that bending over, dusting stools, and I turned it down.
You're well out on it. I'm running scared, Wilf. I tell you, she's not my type. No way.
Well, you just keep running, real lad. I shan't stop you. If you're not interested, there's others is.
Who is it?
It's your old mother. What's going on? I've just been round back like I always do. The door were locked.
Oh, come on in, quick.
I'm not long enough, but I couldn't get nobody here. What's going on? I thought you must be out, but light were on and telly going. Oh, switch it off, for God's sake. I couldn't hear myself think that noise.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey.
I turned the sound up. I were a bit scared being here on my own. Ray's round the pub tonight.
I know that. I'd just been there. I come straight across. Renee, I think there's something you ought to know.
Shh. Listen. There it goes again.
What goes again? What are you on about?
Well, didn't you hear it?
You what? I heard that.
Next door. There's noises next door.
You mean next door where that Welshman used to live?
In Bryn's house, yeah.
I thought it were empty, all shut up.
It is. But I tell you, there's noises.
You mean ghosts? Is that it? Are you sat here while Ray's out imagining ghosts?
Oh, I'm not imagining, ma'am. There is noises. I promise you. Ghosts or whatever.
Oh, you have noticed I'm here, then.
Lukey Lane, you're embarrassing me. I told you not for come.
Playing hard to get, are you, Ralph?
That Ralph nonsense is all finished. I'm back to being Ray now, and I'm a married man.
You're still as attractive, Ralph or Ray, for what you've told me about your marriage.
Luke, I can't have a conversation on these lines across the bar, and there's customers wanting serving. Just clear off, will you?
That's not nice, Ray. It's enough to make me start blatting after all we've been to each other.
We hadn't been out to each other. It was just wishful thinking. Luke, I don't mean to be hard on you, but you must admit, I'm here with everybody watching.
I tell you what, Ray Duck. You promise me somewhere else, somewhere quiet, where we can have a proper talk. And I promise I'll go home now and I'll stop pestering you. I only want to talk things through. You owe me that.
Why, go on, all right. Make it this time next week.
Not till then. I can't wait all week.
It's only time I can get away without the wife noticing. I'll tell her I'm helping Wilf, see?
You're all right, if that's best you can do.
It's take it or leave it.
Oh, you're wonderful when you're dominating.
Look, I'll come for you in a taxi. How's that?
Cross your heart and hope to die. You want to let me down, will you? Because I shall be living for next week.
No, I want to let you dine. I'll be there next week, 7 o'clock in a taxi. And now, will you clear off before my nosy mother-in-law gets wind on it? Where is she, by the way?
Gone off somewhere. Jubilee Terrace.
Oh, heck, she's gone round to see the wife. And knowing her, she'll be stirring it with two spoons.
Have this cup of tea. I put a drop of something in it. And stop imagining things.
Oh, Tom, ma'am. You were a godsend coming when you did. I was starting getting real worked up sitting here on my own.
Well, stop worrying about imaginary things.
They're not imaginary things.
Stop worrying about something real.
What are you on about?
Well, I didn't want to say out because I thought it was just a storm in a teacup. But now I think it's time for speak out before it gets any worse. As you know, I'm not one to cause trouble.
Shh, there it goes again. Them sounds next door, you must hear it this time.
Really? You're right. I can hear something. Like somebody walking up and down and doors opening and shutting.
There, what did I tell you?
Let me put my ear to the wall. Here, give me that glass.
A glass? Whatever for?
It's what we used to do in them days. It magnifies sound. Used to listen in many time when them next door were having a row.
Oh, Mother.
Now, quiet. think I can hear him talking. But my hearing's not as good as it was. You have a listen.
Like this?
Aye. But what can you hear?
I can't hear what they're saying. But there's a man's voice and a woman's. And I think I can hear a baby crying.
There you are, then. That's never a ghost. But who they are or what they're doing there, well, it beats me, Irene. It beats me.
Today's writer was Joyce Holliday. The Colcloughs was devised by Tony Perrin and created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.